Hey, Dean. This is Adam Kilgore with the Globe here.
Hi, Adam.
Hi. Having watched Tully Bandicane for about 10 games for this year, how's he changed maybe or developed as a player? In that time with San Fran, between the first years of his career and now.
Well, I think early on he was playing behind guys like Willie McGinnis and Roosevelt Colvin and Mike Vrabel, and was used primarily in special teams. So I think all during those years, I think he learned a lot from those guys and has just kept working hard and then left us for a little while and then came back, but was fairly familiar with how we do things and what we're probably going to expect of him on defense. I think he's handled it well. He works hard at it. Always things that all of us, including him, can improve on. But I think he's come back and he's been in good shape and worked real hard at it. And I think he's developed not only as a outside linebacker, but as a pass rusher. So I think he's worked very hard at it.
Hi, this is Michael Vega. I'm sorry, I thought I muted this phone. Just wanted to ask. I mean, when you size up the New Orleans Saints, what are those concerns that just jump out at you right off the bat in terms of preparing for them?
Well, the number one thing I think you look at is the fact that they have just about as many runs as they do passes. They are just a very, very balanced football team. I don't know what exactly the numbers are, but I know they're averaging like 150 yards rushing and whatever it is, passing. I mean, it's a very prolific offense, and they have so many weapons. The guys catch the ball, got good tight ends, got a number of backs besides Bush. I mean, all these guys run the ball. In fact, the other two actually run them even more than he has. So it's just a very, very balanced offense. I think somebody brought up to me the other day, it's almost within five or six plays of being the same number of runs as passes. So it's, that's always tough to prepare for when you have such a balanced attack.
In terms of the size and some of their receivers, I mean, guys like Colston, I mean, some of these, Meekum too, I mean, these extremely large guys that they could go, they're almost like tight ends in a sense. Do you see it that way?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's no different than like at Denver, and there's some other teams that always have these big receivers. But the thing about them is not only their size, is they all have a great ability to catch the ball. I think, sometimes everybody looks at, well, they're, a big guy matched up on a corner or whoever they might be matched up on. It's the fact that they've all gone up and caught the ball, whether it be in a crowd, good coverage, across the middle, whatever. I think the biggest thing about them is they're all willing to go wherever they need to catch the ball and willing to go up and get it. And that certainly presents a challenge for us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dean.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, Dean, it's Shalief. I know that last week against the Jets, getting pressure on Sanchez was effective because it forced him to make decisions, obviously not the best decisions a lot of the time. Can you pressure Breeze? Does he make similar mistakes, or is he one of those kind of unflappable guys?
Oh, I don't, I think it's hard to say, really. I mean, I don't see a lot of teams pressuring him. Most people, I think, feel kind of like, he's a very, very smart and intelligent quarterback. He knows where to go with the ball. He does a really good job with the cadence and command of the offense. He does all those things. I don't know that anybody can't be pressured, but at the same time, I think you got to, sometimes you're going to do a little, sometimes you're not. It's all going to be kind of based on a lot of different things, based on our personnel that we decide to go with, based on what personnel they have in the game, what their formations are, what their sets are. Some formations are easier to pressure than others. So it really varies. They've done a great job of probably not getting a lot of pressure because they keep everybody so off balance with their formations and their personnel. So, last week was last week. The Jets are just an entirely different type of team than the Saints, and we'll just have to see what direction that we need to go in to try to be successful.
Can you compare the Saints offense to any offense you've seen thus far? Are they similar to the Colts at all in their explosiveness, or are they just an entity unto themselves?
I think they have their own identity. I think they're both very, very excellent offenses. They, you know, one's a multiple formation shift, move around team. The other one barely moves and is just as effective. So I don't think you can compare them. I think they're both just very, very good offenses and both able to move the ball and both have very, very smart quarterbacks that know where to take the ball.
Can you talk a little bit about Vince Wilfork's play? I mean, most people, if you know, they just look at stat sheets and, okay, he had two tackles or three tackles in a game, but obviously it's much more than that, what he's asked to do and things like that. Can you just talk about how, you know, how well he's playing this year and how well he's filling his role?
Sure. You know, I think he's, you know, I don't watch a lot of other nose guards. I'm too busy watching everybody else's offense. So, but, Vince does a great job for us. We're able to move him around, whether it be at nose tackle or moving out to end. If we need him to move to end, he's a very intelligent football player. Besides being a very good defensive lineman, he's a very intelligent defensive lineman. And generally what happens is on most defenses, you know, unless you get into sacks and some things like that, basically in the running game, if the linebackers are making a lot of tackles and they're not gaining a lot of yards, it's usually because your defensive line's playing fairly well and it's taking a couple of them to block him. And so sometimes you're right. The stat sheet may not show up just as how well somebody really played. They may not have a lot of tackles, but if they're using up two guys to block them, that means somebody else has a chance to make the tackle. And Vince does what we ask him to do within the scheme, and he does it very, very well. And I can't tell you how much he means to our defense.
Thanks, Dean.
You're welcome.
Dean, how effective is their offensive line, both either in pass blocking or run blocking?
Well, obviously, they're number one offense in the league, so they're pretty good at both, and that's the thing about them. Like I said, they're very balanced. They're averaging 150 yards rushing and whatever it is, two-something passing. So, and I don't think he's been hit a whole lot and hasn't been sacked a whole lot. So you got to say that they're doing a very, very good job.
I was going to say, really tough to penetrate.
Pardon?
They're really tough to penetrate.
Well, I just think they keep, they do a good job with the whole scheme. Sean does a good job, too, of calling the plays and doing formations and keeping everybody off balance. So it's not only the offensive line, it's the scheme. It's Drew putting people in the right spot, getting rid of the ball on time, receivers getting open. And it's never one thing. It's not just all the offensive line, nor is it all just the skill players. They've coordinated the whole thing together, and that's why they're playing so well on offense.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Stacey.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Thanks, Dean.
You bet.
Thank you.